medicine. It's sometimes used against malaria. It's long been used against malaria. It's taken out of a tree. Used to be mixed. There's a mixed drink in it with it, with gin and tonic, but it's a primary medicine for malaria.
Mm-mm.
Quinine.
Quinine.
You ever heard of quinine?
Yes.
That's they get it out of a cinchona tree. Okay, if a man is very sick and he didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Okay.
Succumbed.
Okay, what other terms would you use, more polite terms?
Passed on. Passed.
Mm-hmm.
As the colored people say, he passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you were being crude and crude and humorous, what terms would you use for that? If you were speaking about an old fellow who didn't mean much to anybody, you would say, "Well, I'm glad that old skin flint finally
passed away."
Is that crude?
Yeah. Passed away is nothing.
No, well, what term would you use?
I'm glad he's gone.
Okay, what about kick the bucket?
Yeah, I've shoved off.
Shoved off, okay. Well, if you don't know what caused his death, you would say, "I don't know what he died
of."
Okay. Okay, what's the name of the place that people are buried in?
Cemetery.
Okay.
Mausoleum.
Mausoleum? Is there a difference between a private cemetery and a public cemetery?
Well, yes, a private cemetery is where you have a state and someone like Elvis Presley that you can bury. That's private.
Mm-hmm.
Then a farmer's plantation owners in the old days had their own private cemetery.
Okay. Would you ever use the term Potter's Field?
Potter's Field, that's
what's that?
The county or state, the county had to bury you if you didn't have the money. They just put you in a box, a
mm-hmm.
pine box, and dig a grave, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's so people
no
could...
No song, no nothing.
Who couldn't afford to...
Couldn't afford nothing.
Okay.
Had to do it to get rid of them.
Yeah. Okay, are there any other terms you know of for a cemetery?
Potter's Field.
A what?
A pauper's field.
A pauper's field, okay.
A pauper's barrel.
Or burying ground.
Burying ground.
Churchyard.
Potter's field, they call them Potter's field.
Okay. What's the box that people are buried in?
Casket.
Okay.
Coffin.
What's the difference between a casket and a coffin?
A casket, one of the coffins is wood and the casket's metal.
Okay. What's the older term?
Coffin. Oh, mm-hmm. The older term is coffin.
A coffin, okay.
Say they used to be this way, see, pointed. They're not square as they are today.
Okay. If you were talking about an important man, you would say, he died last week and everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you would say that they are in
a shroud.
Well, talking about what they're doing, if they're really worked up over a death in the family, if it's really affected them, you'd say
mourners.
That they are in
mourning.
Okay, fine. Okay, if somebody asks you how you're doing today, and if you're feeling above average, you'd say, "Oh, I'm."
So.
If you're well.
They're fine.
Okay.
Good.
If you're feeling.
Not so good.
If you're feeling.